You know, Fridays are all about family secrets. Not a lot of times we do the family secrets where we allow you to confess something, maybe expose a secret that has been plaguing you or whatever.
And you don't want to tell anyone you know. Yes. Drop it on us. We will handle the burden.
But when this was gifted to us via our texting at 502-571-9970, we thought we had to pull out the, and we'll go ahead and whisper it because it feels right. Workplace confessions. Got this from an anonymous text. Awesome confession. Yesterday, I was in the bathroom at work doing the number two.
Oh, no. Already it's awkward.
And it just so happens we had a tornado drill.
Oh, no. That's bad timing.
At the same time. Guess where the safe room is.
Is that the bathroom? No, it's not. It's not the bathroom.
Yep.
No.
In my poopy-smelling bathroom. Everyone came in.
Oh, my God.
While I was still unloading.
Oh, that is all that's worst nightmare.
No shame in the game, baby.
Oh, he needs to invest in some poopery.
Oh, man. That workplace.
No, that's awful.
That is.
Oh, that's not good.
Workplace.
What do you do? You're just stuck there.
Oh, my gosh. Brittany.
Do you stay in there or do you walk out and join the rest of the people standing and taking cover? I don't understand. What do you do?
Well, no. I mean,
do you just sit there?
No. You lift your feet up. And you lock
it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
they can see.
No, you make sure the door is locked.
Oh, but yes.
And you just lift up the feet. Pretend like no one's there. No one's there. Brittany just commented and she said in office lady voice, "You guys, hey, who's missing? Who's the mystery pooper that's currently violating our nose holes? You guys, I bet it's Brenda. Do you see Brenda in here? She's always stinking up the office with her walking farts.
Oh, my gosh.
That's totally what it is. Freaking Brenda.
Freaking Brenda.
Was it?
Hashtag blame Brenda.
Blame Brenda.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Oh, wow. All right. So, yeah, there you are. Workplace confessions.
I'm so embarrassed for that person. Like, yeah, I mean, die.
You've got to do, like, kind of the.
No.
You got to lift your legs up. Work that core. Oh, yes.
No, you don't.
How are you going to own that?
I don't know.
You have to wait until the drill's over and everybody leaves.
No,
you have to stay there all day. No.
No. You have to quit. You have to quit after that.
And then you can't just flush, though, because then everybody will know that you were in there. So then you gotta escape, you gotta come back later and take care of
it. You can't leave it. You can't leave it in there.
You have to.
No. No, you stay there all day and then you quit.
Either that or you leave it and you let someone else find your little surprise.
You cannot do that. No.
How can you flush the toilet while everybody's in there for a fire drill or a tornado drill?
You find a confidant and you say, listen.
Something happened.
I need to clean up on aisle four. You need to go in there because I can't.
Yeah, someone texted in and said, what's worse, a small office where it's painfully obvious it was you or a large crowd in the bathroom?
I don't know.
What do you want? Do you want six people in the bathroom there just crowding around going,
no.
Yeah, it's definitely Brenda. It's definitely Brenda.
It's at this point we should probably apologize to all Brendas listening. We don't know it was actually Brenda. We have no idea.
Brenda.
We're unnecessarily throwing Brenda under the bus.
Leaving that brown little present for everybody.
And then Brenda's